Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because today, guys, we're flourishing, right? Don't you love that word? I love that word, flourish.
Well, I see a wrist doing a circle in the air. It's
maybe
a flourish.
However we flourish, but today it's about flourishing. It's about flourishing through any fear, and it's about gathering our resources. Because, hey, let's face it, how many of you are already saying, wow, this is one heck of a retrograde, and it's fabulous. You know, we are at this moment where the Metronian star has opened. And I know you guys are feeling that, which means for the first time really ever, we are in an experience where as the fifth dimension has anchored, the ninth dimensional portal has already opened. It's like a, Sri and I like to describe it as, it's like this beautiful point of light in the night sky, and there it is. It's this ninth dimension energy, and that's all coming in around this Metronian star in conjunction with the fact that we have this incredibly powerful retrograde going on. So one of the things that happens is people tend to get a little preoccupied with fear, preoccupied with other issues in their lives, preoccupied with world events, preoccupied with so many other things. And you know, this is something that's really powerful to connect with, is how can you flourish through the fear? How can you gather the resources to continue flourishing and basically turn what a lot of people would consider to be a negative experience into one that is, it's a flourishing experience. I'm looking at Sri and he's looking at me going, okay, let's do it.
Let's flourish. Well, you know, I need to suggest that all of our emotions take a little practice. You know, it's an amazing thing that when we're younger, our emotions seem to be so vivid and they really drive us, you know, I can do it, I can't do it, I want, you know, and all of those things that happen when we're in a more juvenile emotionality. However, as we mature, as we gain in what is termed emotional intelligence, rather than the emotions rushing in and we are swept away, we tend to learn how to ride with them. We flow with our emotionality. Now, the reason I bring that up is we gain practice in lots of emotions. However, fear seems to be one of those emotions that takes a little longer to master.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that I'm just giggling, Sri, because fear also is one of those that seems to occupy a lot of space in our energy field. You know, it's the ultimate four-letter word, right, guys? I mean, it really is.
Well, it is. And so fear is an underpinning of other emotional experiences and attitudes. The thing about fear is that we immediately try to compensate for it, and it ends up getting blended into our actions, into our experiences. And that's why fear contaminates so much of what's going on in the world stage right now.
Well, you know, especially when it's hidden. You know, fear is very, very sly. You know, a lot of times we may be doing things not even realizing that at the root of the energy that's happening in our lives, it's because of fear. And this is important to recognize. You know, one of the gifts we've been currently teaching our Empower Your Inner Radical class. And hey, you know, it started on Saturday, but if you want to join in for the last two classes, go register. This thing is amazing. And one of the things we were talking about, Sri, and I think it's important to talk about right up at the top, is that fear is actually a cosmic hangover. I just love using that word.
Well,
it's actually a hangover.
Yeah, it's a residual energy. You know, I got to jump in with that one. How many of you know what
you
it feels like?
You guys knew he would.
What are the marks of a hangover?
Well, oh my God. Do we need to go there, guys?
No, I guess we don't. But here's the piece. If you suddenly start looking at fear as a hangover type energy, meaning it's a residue, it's a toxicity, it's something that came from the day before.
Right.
And if you were to start...
And because there was too much of something else.
Well, there was something that you couldn't process the day before.
Right.
And so it showed up in the morning, you go, I have a headache, I'm not feeling normal.
I can't face the world, I feel collapsed.
Oh, sounds are louder.
Everything's louder.
Irritating.
Right, and so you might be saying, all right, Trine Kira, I get the hangover reference, but tell me how fear is a cosmic hangover, because it is. It's a cosmic hangover. And I think before we dive into that and tell you all about how to flourish in fear, what I see is that the phone lines are flourishing. And so remember, guys, if you want to call into the queue, all you have to do is pick up that phone and dial 888-627-6008. We're going to start speaking to some callers here. And as soon as we hang up with some callers, that means some lines are open again. So you can always jump in and try and get in the queue. All right. So, Sheree, let's just jump right in. We've got lots of first-time callers today. And why don't we go over to California? Just love California. Line 5, we're going to say hi to Isaac. Namaste, Isaac. Welcome to Sheree and Kira Live.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I am a first-time caller. I got recommended by a friend, so I'm very excited to be on the line with you guys. I just wanted to see if you could give me a mini soul reading.
Oh, you're so precious, Isaac. I'm so glad that you called today. You know, I'm enjoying that not only did you call today and that it's your first time calling us, but that you're also our first one today. The reason I'm mentioning that is you have a very strong resonance with the number 11. Now, in your case, it's about the one and the one being two whole entities standing together. And the reason I'm mentioning this to you is right now, what I'm seeing around you is a big energy that has a lot to do with standing in the center and keeping your truth no matter what. It's like you have all of these energies, and it's really funny. It's like this one and this one, this 11, then become a one again, but you're the glue holding it together. And so what's important to recognize is that they're telling me the next 11 months. If anything challenges you over the next 11 months, you've got to realize that your intuition is right on the money. And whatever you are sensing is correct. And don't compromise. Just don't compromise. It doesn't mean you need to be, intense, but it does mean stay true in what you know is true. And the support is these big pillars is around you when you stay in the center. So also staying in the center means staying in your heart just as well. Stay in your heart, stick to your guns, move forward. And the next 11 months for you are very revealing and very powerful. So I'm very, very grateful to have the honor to connect with you today, my angel. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
You know, I love the number 11.
Me too.
Because think of that. Think of the ancient temples and those tall pillars. And on one side of you is a pillar, and on the other side of you is a pillar. And to the one and the one, think of the power of that.
Well, I'm thinking of the power of that, and we're going to go to line 2. And we're going
one and one is two.
Exactly. That's why I was like, okay, then let's move to line 2, where we have another first-time caller with a question, Darlene from Canada. Namaste, Darlene. Welcome, angel.
Hi, namaste. It's so wonderful to talk to you both. And it seemed like so long ago that, not too long ago, actually, that I talked to beautiful Kira on December 1st for my private reading. So it's wonderful. And I have a question that I want to ask. So every day, I do the January mantra of putting my arms out and look head straight up. And I say, I am, I am, I am. And I do the mantra of putting my hand near my heart and saying, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm open, guide me. And then I put my arms out and say, beautiful, gorgeous energy, I ask you to ignite and to shower your crystalline light on myself, my family, my the world. And so I do all these every day. And I just want to ask, what is my personal recipe for manifesting things. And I know that you've spoken to some callers before saying, well, if you do this 8 times, do this 13 times, what's my personal recipe for manifesting?
Oh, you know, Darlene, first and foremost, I just want to share with you, you made me really misty. And what I mean by that is my eyes are just filled with so much joy tears listening to you, because everything that you're doing is part of that recipe, and you're doing it with such sincerity that it's funny. As you were saying, I am, I am, I am, I heard the universe saying back to you, you are, you are, you are. It's as if you've already opened up this divine energy. What they're saying to me is that stay in the energy of your sincerity and don't be afraid to venture into new territory. As far as the actual recipe, they're saying you have actually you're doing it. What you're doing right now is exactly what you need to be doing. It's like you're so connected that you actually brought it in for yourself. The only other thing they showed me was a simple 5-Mukhi Rudrashka Mala. These are fairly easy to find. And if you want me to help you find one, just send an email to support@selfascension.com. But I saw a Rudrashka Mala, a simple mala of 108 beads, and adding that in with your mantras of self-ascension. You just, you know, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me with each bead, and wearing that and carrying the energy of presence. And they're saying what you're seeking to rectify, what you're seeking to code, it's interesting, the words they're giving me is rectify, codify, bring into form, is already started, and fearlessly keep moving forward, continue what you're doing, and they're saying, and look forward to be amazed. And you're resonating with the number 3 right now, so that tells me you're going to be amazed by March. And so it is.
Oh, namaste, namaste. Thank you so much. Thank
you
so
much. You're so welcome, Angel. You're welcome. Namaste. So, Sri, I'm thinking since she's resonating, let's take a third caller. Let's take one more caller before we jump back in. And we're going to go. We've got another first-time caller standing by. And we're going to say hi to Maris from Rhode Island. We love Rhode Island. I've not been there in years. Namaste, dear one. All right. Oh, she dropped, but we have one other first-time caller holding on line 5 again, Dominique from California. And those of you that are not first-time callers, don't worry. We're going to get to you. But Dominique, let's say hi to you in California, my angel.
Greetings, angels.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. All right, do I ask a question or do you just feel intuitive to give a reading?
Well, I'm hearing both around you, my love, so ask me your question.
All right, I guess my question, especially since I'm speaking to both of you, or at least you're both listening and your energies are both together, I'd like to know about my romantic life.
Yep.
I feel like maybe you have some suggestions of further ways I can support my romantic life. It doesn't seem to be what normal society thinks of a romantic life. It seems like the way my path has been in my romantic life. At the same time, I'd really feel like I'm in a time in my life where I'd like to meet someone who wants to create a co-commitment and possibly a monogamous relationship.
Well, first of all, my angel, thank you. Thank you so much for calling and for sharing your question. And I just want you to feel both Sri and I's heart and love all around you. You know, in our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, we revealed the 4 essential soul groups that actually were the primary 4 soul groups on the planet. And you happen to be carrying a very strong energy of one of them. And that is called a multi-expressional. And multi-expressionals are often not understood by a lot of people. And so I'm really grateful you called. But a multi-expressional is a beautiful being of love and energy and awareness that came to this planet, and this is so you. You came to this planet going, I want to try everything. You know, it's like, I want every ice cream flavor. I don't want that flavor. I want that flavor and that flavor and that flavor. And that is so cool. And a multi-expressional, as they mature, they find amazing ways of creating their life. Your life is a creation through your own creative capacities. And as far as your relationships, the person you're looking for is actually an Omni. Now, an Omni is a person that can sometimes seem almost aloof because they're very whole with themselves, meaning that they usually have a very strong spiritual component, but they're good with or without a partner. However, when a multi-expressional and an Omni get together, magic happens. And you're at a point, I'm looking at you right now, and the energy around you, it's really quite beautiful that you're calling right now, this month, this time, because you carry this star-like quality. You have all this star energy around you. And so your energy is actually illuminating on the planet right now, which means you're going to be much more visible to the one that you're calling toward you. You just need to be very clear about this person. And that's why these amazing angels around you wanted me to share everything about the Omni. The person that's really going to fill that for you is someone that is very, very whole on their own, yet they're better with you. And you're happier with them in a way that's going to kind of blow your mind. Is it coming? Yes. Is it close to you? Yes, because you've done a lot of work. So the key for you is they're saying, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to move and stretch your body. And don't forget to say hello to the divine every day. And they keep saying with a wink and a smile, and everything is resolving very, very soon. So I'm very grateful that you called, Angel. It's a gift to connect with you. Namaste.
I'm like bursting. That was so phenomenal, that reading. I do say hello to the divine every day. I think you were just right on the whole time. I'm so glad you described to me about the soul groups. That totally explains me. That really makes sense, who I'm drawing towards me. This is wonderful. Thank you so much. So glad you guys are born and doing this.
Oh, and feel that mirror coming right back to you, Angel. I'm really grateful we did. We love you. Namaste, beloved.
Many blessings.
I love you too. Blessings. Thank you.
Namaste. Well, you know, I want to dive back into flourishing. Because
flourishing.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Flourishing we're flourishing. With the F-E-A-R.
Right. And you know, this is one of the things too, you know, as Dominique was just talking about, and all of our amazing callers, and as I say every week, the best listeners on the planet, this is a time where it's important to know who you are. Because as we talked about earlier, fear is a cosmic hangover. So we want to dive into that. Because if you're all sitting there going, now, I don't know what you meant by that, Sri and Kira.
I don't know what pill I ate.
Right, right. I got the hangover. I get the cosmic. but where is the leap from fear to cosmic hangover? And then how do I flourish? So let's dive into that, Sri.
Absolutely. And before we give you the little cosmic tidbit, I want to remind you, remember, there's fear and then there's anticipatory fear. You know, there's fear that something could happen. That's the event. But then the anticipation that it's going to be bad, the anticipation that things aren't going to go right, that's really the nasty one, the corrosive fear, that anticipatory fear. And it is the cosmic hangover which stimulates the anticipatory fear. And so we're going to get into a little bit of how did this cosmic hangover come to be. But it is important to recognize that with presence, with a little exploration, a lot of that anticipatory fear will simply dissolve because we're looking closely rather than scrambling to compensate. And looking closely brings us to that acronym that many of you have heard before, that fear is false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. And truly, when we look deeply, when we have the ability to get out of the deer in the headlights state of being, we can see that we over-responded.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this hangover.
Okay, so let's talk about this hangover. Now, in order to do that, we want to take you guys on a little journey, okay? And if you have not read our book, Atlantean Revelations, it was actually titled 2012 Atlantean Revelations, then this is going to be all new material. If you've read our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, then it's going to be fun to play with us for a moment right here. So I want you to take a moment, and if it's safe to do so, close your eyes, bring your hand to your heart, and just relax, you know, just relax, just kind of chill, let your breath be easy, just, there you are. And Sri and I are going to say some words, and we want you to just pay attention to how they feel when you hear them, okay? All right, so we're taking that breath, Tulea.
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 Take a breath. That was the first one. We have two more. Here comes the next one. Sularia.
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 And take a breath and relax and just notice. Notice if the two felt the same. Notice what you were feeling. Just notice what floated in or out. And here's the last one. Olaha.
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 And take a breath. And so the three together were Tulea, Sularia, Olaha.
Tulea, Sularia, Olaha.
Now, before you sit there saying, what language is that? Let's share. So when we birthed as beings of cosmic origin, we as beings of light have almost a divine propensity to expand. So imagine what many people call a big bang or a poof of light. Our first experience in the language of this world can be known as Tulea. When you say the word Tulea, you're going back in cosmic time into your soul's adventures at a time before you really took much form. It was not quite the formless, but it wasn't a lot of form. And in Tulea, you had a lot of experiences. From Tulea, you then said, hey, this is great.
Let's go further.
Can we do more? And the answer was, yes, we can. And so we, Sri and I use the word refracted, meaning a refraction is if you take a crystal and you hold it in a window and the sun comes through it, meaning you pour light into a crystal, what happens? You see all the colors. That's refraction. So we as beings of light refracted and became more colors and had a lot more form. And that was the experience known as Sularia.
So just to kind of wrap around this a little further, imagine that you're birthed from the oneness into a differentiated, an individual form. And that form didn't have a body as much as just a vaporous form. And that form had an identity and was able to interact and gain wisdom through the perspective that comes when we differentiate. That's the Tulea experience. It's very watery. It's very flowing. It's no rough edges, so to speak. And now we go to Sularia. We went into greater density, even further refracted individuation.
And at the Sularian experience, we had a lot of form, very, very similar to the way we are now. Much greater telepathic capacities, much greater energies. And again, if you want all these details, go read our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, because as I've said more than once, our only mistake with that book was putting the word 2012 on it, because it's a universal book. And so in the Sularian experience, here's what happened, guys. We actually did so well at creating things that we did do some of the things that we're terrified of repeating here in the Olaha experience. The Olaha experience is Earth now. And so that's why when you say Tulea Sularia Olaha, you're able to hear and create this grand energy of cosmic time, and it helps to unwind the cosmic fear. And when you say them all together, because in the Sularian experience, the reality is it didn't end well.
No, it was a tragic ending.
And so the cosmic DNA of your crystalline nature carries within it this fear, I'm going to use the F word, of doing it again. Now you might say, wow, okay, Kira, you know, what are you smoking? And the reality is that I'm smoking the same crystalline pipe that you are, which means we have all been breathing this air. We have all been living this life. And so think about it. Have you in your life had a sense of maybe tomorrow won't be there? Have you had a sense of it feels like the planet isn't going to make it? Have you had a sense of we need to do something now to change the way things are? Do you have an affinity to crystals or dolphins or whales or animals? Do you have an affinity that wants to care for Gaia? All of these energies are ways of manifesting vows of creative flow that you brought with you into this planet through your cosmic DNA.
Now, consider that in the past incarnation, in that fifth and seventh dimensional experience of the Soulardia, that you carried with you a sense of responsibility, a sense of, oh my goodness, look at the error, look at the tragedy that I participated in. Taking birth on Earth, which is a denser third dimensional experience, it you haven't had an opportunity to fully heal that. Because you have to lift your vibration up to the frequency in which it was generated. So that's the conundrum. So as we are in the Matronian star energy, as the Divine Galactic Blueprint is opening on Earth, the Earth is being bathed in these cosmic frequencies. Higher frequency energy is bombarding on our planet.
So your crystalline DNA is reacting to it, which was why fear would come up.
And that's why there's so much craziness going on. And all of this junk, this political, incredible theater, and the Middle East and the problems in our world, in part, is generated by unconscious reactivity to the fear molecule, which is stimulated.
And unconscious remembrance that is recreating what we have done before. And this is why it's a powerful moment to talk about this, because we're in this unique retrograde period. Remember, we basically birthed 2016 in retrograde energy.
Good time to review things.
It's awesome, but this retrograde is also a resurrection. Now, what kind of resurrection is it going to be? That's part of how you can flourish. Because you can either resurrect all of the old and play it again, Sam, or you can resurrect the divine, co-creative, abundant being that you are to flourish through these times. Now, one of the secrets, and it's really a secret, is quite frankly those three little words we just gave you. By just being with Tulea Soulardia Olaha, Tulea Soulardia Olaha. Just by being with that, you absolutely create within yourself an energy of flourishing, an energy of growth, because the Olaha tagged to the Soulardia is the energy of the resurrection, the energy of the restoration, the energy of the new earth. And so when we give ourselves the gift of energetically addressing our fear without having to engage the mind, we can break free of the habitual patterns. So I want you to really take that in.
So habitual patterns are buried deep within your subconscious. Anything that becomes a habit, for the most part, is unconscious. Sometimes we're aware of our habits, but it's usually after they've displayed. You're never aware of them before they happen, are they? You know, that's what makes them a habit. So when we have material that's unconscious, it takes a little focus to bring it into consciousness and then bring the love and light of healing energy to that pattern. It does take some repetitive application of divine love, of self-acceptance. Because habits are grooves, you might say, and in order to compensate and heal a habit, you first got to jump into the groove and accept that it's there.
And do that without judging yourself. You know, so often we judge ourselves, you know, oh, I did this, oh, I did that, oh, I wasn't good enough, oh, I wasn't that. And look, if you're playing with any of those things, truly go investigate our Navigating the Inner Matrix course, because it will break you free in ways you have never broken free before. And I mean that with all my heart. And you can find that at shriankira.com in our home study classroom. And truly check out what's in the home study classroom, because support, support, support. I mean, there's programs in there starting as low as $20. And the key is they're all worth infinite amount of dollars because it's support to bring you through this time. When we give ourselves the gift of constantly connecting with spirit, of constantly reinforcing our divine nature, of freeing ourselves from things that are just not needed in this planet, we become extraordinary miracle makers. Now, Sri, I'd like to talk to some extraordinary miracle makers. We have quite a few people that are holding to speak to us. So why don't we jump to line one and say hi to Monica from Ohio. Namaste, Monica. Welcome.
Hello. Well, I'm so honored to be with you, Ethan. Every time I have a breath in your presence.
Thank you.
I got poetic. I would like to ask for a mini soul reading.
I'd be happy to offer that to you. And so I want you to take a moment and bring your hand to your heart. And what's interesting is they're telling me to please place it. I'm doing this with you, Monica. They're saying bring your hand to your heart, and it doesn't matter which hand, and bring your other hand to the very top of your head. And so I'm doing this with you right now. And as we are doing this together, they're saying close your eyes. But as you close your eyes, feel the eyes of the divine gazing in through your crown chakra. So it's like your eyes are closed, but it's like you're almost rolling them up and looking out of your crown chakra. And right above your crown chakra is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being. And this being is looking at you right now, and they're smiling, and they're saying to you, it is time for you to move forward without fear and to know that the path has been cleared. I am here for you now, and I am hearing you as well. As you go forward with the steadfast commitment of one who is ready, I will guide your hands. Have no fear. And that's all they want me to say to you today. The greatest reason for you and I to talk today was for you to connect with this being. This is a being I have not seen around you before. They are benevolent. They are high crystalline frequency. And you can connect with them anytime you want by doing what we just talked about. So I want you to take in a breath. And they're saying, you know my name. I have been with you before. I have been with you forever. And I will be with you now. And so it is, Monica. Namaste.
Namaste. Big kiss.
Big kiss to you too, Angel. Bye-bye. Well, Sri, should we say hello to another person before we move forward?
I think we need to head to New York.
Let's do it.
On line three, Kathy is waiting.
Namaste, Kathy. Welcome.
Namaste. Oh, I'm so happy to be with both of you.
Thank you, Angel.
I have a question. As we evolve, what happens with our departed loved ones? Do they evolve as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, first of all, I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but in 1989, I had my first near-death experience when I died of cancer. And I was clinically dead on the table during surgery and had a very profound and beautiful experience that I'm very, very grateful for. And what I can share with you is that every being, when they transcend out of the body of form, if they are not stuck in the astral, they move directly into their ascended presence and it evolves. And oftentimes they are much more evolved than even we are. In other words, we often are talking to the being. We may think we're still talking to the being that was here in form, and out of love for us, that's how they will present. However, the reality is that as you evolve, what's happening is that you become able to communicate in a much easier, gentler way with the true essence of the being who has transcended, and to be able to fully have a divine connection. And so this is a beautiful question that you're asking, and I also understand why you're asking it. And I invite you to take some time and to sit, to bring your hand to your heart, and to really go deep with this and enjoy the energy and the message that flows through you. And I'm very grateful you asked this question. Thank you, my love.
You were talking about fear. Soon I'm going to hit a fork in the road where one direction is a conventional way and another direction is not. And I have some fear regarding it.
Well, I understand that.
The three words, the middle word is the one that triggered fear.
Sularia triggered your fear. Is that correct?
It was the middle one.
Yeah, because Sularia was where we did not end well. And so that's why. And here's what I can share with you, my angel. And I just want you to breathe. And I'm going to answer you quickly because we have a lot of people holding. And so here's what you need to understand. When you say Tulea Sularia Olaha, it will release that fear. And it's good that you know where it came from. As far as what's coming up before you right now, take the time to do the meditation that I just offered to you, and you will find a very clear answer in that gift. So I want you to take a breath and relax and absolutely know that you are doing just fine. And stay with us for the rest of the show. We have a lot to be sharing. So Sri, let's talk more about that.
Okay, absolutely. You know? So this whole fear subject, it has flavors. It has levels, and we had talked a little bit earlier about anticipatory fear, which is that free-floating kind of anxiety that kind of comes up and sets us on alert, versus the fear of something, you know, an event, an actuality. There's two different types of fear.
Exactly.
And one of the things I want to remind you is, remember when you were a child, how things seem so much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And the world was so much bigger. And remember, as a child, you were somewhat defenseless. You know, we were dependent upon our parents and our family for shelter, for education and instruction. And a shadow on the wall could be scary. And so it's an interesting phenomenon to realize that the resolution of fear is an ongoing process. And it comes about as we learn to love ourselves more fully, we have less space for doubting, less space for disconnect, because fear, in fact, is a disconnect from your divine nature. So listen to that one carefully. Fear is a disconnect from your divine nature. And what I mean in simplest terms is that fear comes from the personality self. Fear comes from the earthly identity, not from your cosmic identity, except for that one little hangover remnant that then stimulates the earthly identity to take it further, to get an alarm.
Yeah, and you know, I want to jump in here because our caller, she really was asking a very powerful question. How many people face a decision? Like she said, okay, I've got a crossroad coming up. I've got a Y in the road. And quite frankly, I've got some fear in there. Well, you know, anytime we have a crossroads, and normally these crossroads involve the way that we support ourselves. Now, we support ourselves in many ways because remember, one of the things we're talking about is harnessing and harvesting our support. And January 2016 is also all about harvesting support. So I can also see the double impact of the fear. One of the ways we can harvest support around ourselves, because let's first look at those aspects. There's financial support. There's emotional support. There's family support. There's societal support. There's nutritional support. I mean, guys, support, and I just named five, and we're talking about a five-pointed star. There are so many ways we support ourselves, and the key is we need to make sure that we're harnessing support in all areas, not just one. So when we face a major decision, especially during a retrograde period and a powerful energy period, and here's the deal, guys, all of 2016 is going to carry this intense energy. This is an intense year. So if you're feeling it now, it's really time to do something about it because you can harvest that intensity into activity and creation. So think about that. Maybe you want to intensely create your new life. Maybe you want to intensely create the perfect partnership. Doesn't matter what you apply it to, intensely create the best smoothie ever or grow the best garden. This is intense creation. And I know those almost sound like oxymorons putting them together, you know, intense creation, but they are. So here's the deal. If you're facing a huge decision right now and you have some fear, the first thing you need to do is realize that that fear is got inside of it everything you no longer are. Fear represents ancient history, literally combined with the history of this life that you went and put as icing on the ancient history.
Now, the history of this life could include some unfinished emotional healing. So the cosmic portion has stimulated, it's like a little piece of Velcro to which the inner child or the wounded child has Velcroed on some worldly fear.
Exactly.
And so it's a delightful moment to bring love and healing to yourself. When we feel fear, change the first letter, fear, F, face, embrace it, and be available for revelation. F-E-A-R, face, embrace, be available for revelation. As you look and stand in your fear, new evidence, new healing, new energy will be revealed.
And you know, I have a question. You know, we have lots of questions that come in to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. And remember, you can always, if you don't want to call, or you know, some people are like, oh, I'm too shy to call, or I don't want to call, or I never get through, you can always send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. And I want to address this one that came in for recently. And the reason I want to address it is because it's got fear in it, even though it seems very basic. But let me bring this up because it really ties in with what we're talking about right now. So this question came in from Pinky in Blue. Hi, guys. And here's the question. Did I make the right decision on moving all of my family and I out of the state of California to Oregon? Well, beloved one, first of all, thank you for taking the time to write the question and for asking it so succinctly. And here's the deal. This is a question that's coming from fear. So I want you to bring your hand on your heart. And all of you that have these fork in the roads going on, bring your hand to your heart and see, is your fear asking your questions? Is your fear moving you forward? Now, in your case, beloved Pinky and Blue, here's the deal. It's not that you made a mistake. It's that you need to be patient. Things are going to work out really, really well, just not in the timeline you wanted them to. However, that does not mean you made a mistake. You didn't. And this is where fear can control us, because fear will make us, and I'm not talking just Pinky here, guys, I'm talking to all of you. Fear will control us. It will create strange scenarios in our mind, and we'll start thinking of all these other things, and it takes us out of the ability to create. You cannot create if you are in your fear, because the only thing when you create in fear is more fear and fear-based illusion. Fear-based illusion is not real creation, because it will always fall apart. Honest creation comes from the substantive nature of a peace-filled heart in union with the universe.
Now, take that in, because this is a fundamental revelation. When we make plans and decisions from fear, we're perpetuating that frequency. When we're standing in a place of calm, loving presence and allowing our divinity, our divine cosmic guidance and connection to inform us, then we're creating in a positive fashion.
Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're in a situation right now, or you're doing something right now, and you did it because you were afraid of whatever else it was. In other words, you made this decision based on fear and took action based on fear. And sometimes we just try to trade one fear for another. Chances are, whatever you're doing is going to have to be rearranged, reorganized, reevaluated, because it was based on fear. Thereby, it's transient. It's even more illusionary than the illusion, right? It's an illusion made of illusion. However, if you're in a situation where you've created it out of true capacitive creation energy, meaning this was a inspired decision, this was an inspired momentum, everything fell into place, it all makes sense. If in the moment things are uncomfortable, then try not to apply fear to the situation. Remember that the decision and the actions were taken from a place of wholeness, thereby only bring wholeness to it. If you bring fear to it, it's going to get spun out and you will spin out with it. And again, this is why we talked earlier about how fear is basically a cosmic hangover, and we all know hangovers are uncomfortable, right? So, should we take a minute and say hello to one more person?
I think we ought to do that.
All right. Well, let's go up to Canada and say hi to Catherine. Namaste, Catherine, on line four.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you. I just wanted to say that I resonated so beautifully with those, when you explained those three words, everything was so crystal clear when you explained it. It was like, yes, yes, yes. It's almost like I remembered it all, you know? So this is a very powerful call, so I just wanted to say that. And the previous readings that you did really stood out for me. There were like three things that stood out, and that was about a divine romantic partnership and my soul group and the number that would come up for you in my reading. So if there's anything you could tell me about those in the reading, I would be most grateful.
Well, first of all, Angel, it's always a blessing to connect with you. You are such a beautiful being. Thank you for calling in again. And I do want to share this with you right off the top. You have an extraordinarily deep cosmic connection. And for you right now, the fact that the Metronian star has opened and the fact that that ninth dimensional energy is here, everything around you right now is the color gold. All I see around you is gold, 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 gold. And gold also can symbolize a ring. And so what I'm encouraging you to do right now is to, and here's what I'm going to do it with you. I hope it maybe Shri can explain it. I'm taking my arms out kind of at heart center, really big. And I'm making like, I'm holding, what am I
doing? Like holding a barrel.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. Thanks, Shri. So imagine you're holding a big barrel. You got that? All right. And I'm touching just the middle fingers. Okay. So touch just the middle fingers. And as you're holding this barrel, I want you to fill it up with golden energy and golden light, and feel your arms, your shoulders, your heart center all becoming a golden ring. And they're saying it is time to fill the barrel and to allow yourself to receive. And through the energy of this divine presence, the manifest glory of your divine nature is at hand. And so it is. Namaste.
Wow. My heart is pounding. Thank you so much. Thank you,
Namaste. Angel. I think my heart's pounding too. Namaste,
many
beloved
blessings
Angel.
To you.
Many blessings. Wow, you know, and this is what happens when we let go of fear.
Absolutely.
When we let go of fear, we become these incredibly powerful manifest co-creators, because that's when you have the power. And remember this, everyone, you have the power to command the light. So are you commanding it out of your empowerment, or are you commanding it out of fear? Because the light is ambivalent.
The light will follow your commands, and things that we set in motion with force and conviction have a durability. You know, I want to just remind everybody listening how important it is to tune in to every reading, to every caller.
Absolutely.
Because we are universal beings. And while we have individuated personalities, I can tell you that we have a lot more in common than we have that is different. And so as we share in each other's process, we all grow.
You know, we do. And I always love that every week, without fail, all of our callers, all of the people that have written us, always have the opportunity to really understand and connect. You know, I've always said this, that everybody's reading is everybody's reading. And I have to connect. We just had a wonderful woman, of course, because we have the best listeners on the planet. Leslie, hi, namaste, dear one. We got your message. And Leslie just said, I love this. She has redefined fear. And so her F-E-A-R is feeling excited and ready. And she says, I love you and thank you. We love you too, Leslie. Awesome message. I love that.
Feeling excited and ready.
Woo-hoo.
Let's do it.
I love that. Yeah, let's do it. It's awesome. And let's, you know what? We have a minute. Let's go ahead and take another caller. We have Miriam, who's a first-time caller from California. Namaste, Miriam.
Yes, how are you doing?
Well, we are doing well, Angel. Welcome to the show. We're squeezing you right in at the last minute. I'm glad you got in.
Thank you so much. I just have a quick question. You know, so much is happening it on me. But specifically, I want to ask you about my son and my mother.
Okay. Well, I want you to just take a deep breath and know that they are, and I'm going to ask our producer just to let go of your line because you're on a cellular, but you'll hear me. It's important to remember that for your mother and your son, there is a moment. It's interesting. They just keep saying that the moment of divine intersection for each of them is at hand. And it's important for you to allow them to walk through this intersection without interruption. But it's not the same for both of them, but they're both reaching this similar point at almost the exact same time. And so it's up to you to hold on and to let them have these experiences, and for you not to be, the word they're saying is don't interrupt it, let it flow, but be present. And so it is. And I'm glad we could sneak you in, Angel. Thank you for calling.
And so, beloved ones, here we are. The time does fly. And before we say goodbye for today, I just want to recap a couple of things. Fear is not your enemy.
No.
Fear has so many gifts hidden in it. Because when we move from our own reactivity into presence, we discover the wisdom and the divine cosmic connection that fear can offer. And as we are able to face and stand without trembling, without reacting, and in the face of fear, we discover that we are eternal and the fear is evaporative. It's nothing.
Oh, it's so true. And remember, fear is nothing more than a cosmic hangover. Yes, it's in there. And once you understand what it is, it can no longer hold power over you.
Well, and then you can feel excited.
Exactly, because we are at a moment of divine resurrection. So what do you want to resurrect? Do you want to use your fear to resurrect more fear? Do you want to stay attached to the planetary thought body that's literally fed on fear? Or are you ready to resurrect the true cosmic, co-creative, divine nature of your capacity to absolutely manifest miracles? Because that's the truth of who you are. And that being has no fear. It doesn't even exist in your vocabulary.
And so that being is truly your I Am Presence.
Indeed.
And we are in the month of the I Am Presence. January is truly the time to renew, reconnect, and reveal ever more fully that essential energy in your consciousness.
Woohoo! I love that, Sri.
And so as we embrace that, hand on your heart, I Am, and that can lead you to the mantra of self-ascension, which is the ultimate alignment with your truth and your guides.
And so let's just offer it one more time.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
And we encourage you to try it, to always hold that in your support suitcase, because it works. It's easy. It's simple. It takes a second. And if you say it enough, it will constantly be working in your conscious energy, your subconscious energy, sending that pulse beat, that heartbeat to the universe that says, I am not afraid. I am a being of divine crystalline light. I have the co-creative capacity to command the light. And in through my sincerity, through my love, and through my presence, I am a servant of the divine, and thereby all is manifest now.
And I can assure you there are legions of angels waiting to just fan you with their love and support you as you walk on your precious journey.
And when you discover you have a little bit of fear, smile, relax, let go of judging yourself, and remember, it's just a hangover. It will go away.
Beloved ones, thank you for being present today. And until we have the joy of being with you again live next week, may you remember and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.